finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show as a tough night for Mountain Home. The Mountain Home boys, they fall to Van Buren tonight by a final score of 59-247. Let's get our Dewey and Sons Plumbing player of the game. And I'll end up going with Wyatt Gilbert tonight. He ended up leading the way for Mountain Home with 18 points this evening. He was one of 3 players in double figures for the Bombers. Jake McGee ended up with 11 on the night. You know what? Actually, I'm going to go with co-players of the game. I'm going to go with Wyatt Gilbert and Jake McGee. I thought McGee had some big baskets to help propel Mountain Home's attempt at a comeback. So Jake McGee and Wyatt Gilbert, the co-players of the game. Luke Proctor was also in double figures with 10 points on the night. Also from Mountain Home, 4 for Dawson Tabor, and 2 each for Reed Ellison and Braden Dewey. Van Buren also had 3 players in double figures. Leading the way was Avery Salisbury with 24 points, 13 of those coming in the third quarter alone. I'll tell you what, that third quarter, he just couldn't hardly be stopped. 16 on the night for Brandon Miller, 13 for Connor Myers, and 6 for Jose Estrada. This game had 1 tie. And that was it. That was early on in the game, and then Van Buren pretty much led the rest away from there. Rebounds, Mountain Home ended up with 17. Van Buren had 23 on the night. Turnovers, Mountain Home ended up with 8, and Van Buren with 7. So with the loss, the Bombers are going to fall to 7-11 on the season, 3-6 in the 5A West. Van Buren's going to improve to 12-8 and 6-6. So again, Mount Home falls to Van Buren tonight, 59-47. The Lady Bombers, they win by 12 tonight over Van Buren by a score of 32-20 this evening. And that's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. Now, our next doubleheader is actually going to be your way this coming Tuesday. Weather permitting, of course, the Bombers and Lady Bombers are scheduled to go to Russellville to play the Cyclones. But before that, we actually have a makeup game for the Bomber boys. They'll be back at home this Monday night as they welcome Alma to the Twin Lakes area. Now for that night, we'll be getting started about 5:30 with that broadcast. And so we'd love to see you out there. You know, of course, seating's limited. So if you can't make it out there, we'll have the broadcast for you right here. Again, that'll be just the boys Monday night. And then both teams will play Tuesday at Russellville. And I just want to give you a quick reminder for those of you that were planning on going to the 5A East Conference Wrestling Tournament tomorrow at Bomber Gymnasium. That has been canceled for tomorrow due to the threat of winter weather. So Mount Home splits with Van Buren tonight, and that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank my producer, Dakota Flores, back at the studio. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Claire Bates Athletic Arena in Van Buren.
Mountain Home Bomber Basketball has been brought to you on Classic Hits 101.7 by Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, James Boyette State Farm Agency, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Shelter Insurance Agent Scott Tabor, Knox Orthopedics, and First Security Bank. Join us the next time the Bombers take the court for more Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.